Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, November 7th on Dish Network Channel 997, SLA-TV, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. 8 a.m. start time with 20,800 head to be offered, 2,500 yearling steers, 1,400 yearling heifers, 14,000 weaned calves, and 1,700 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock.
The cattle futures market today, generally weak here. We had November feeders down 87 cents at 146.97. They were down more than that at one point, down about $1.60 or so. January's finished $1.30 lower at 144.45. March is down $1.20. April down $1.07. So overall, quite a bit of weakness here on the feeder cattle. Live cattle, similar, down 27 in December at 119.27. At one point, down over a dollar. Keep in mind that those cattle have been rallying for about 42 days now, and that's a pretty significant length of time there, and it's been a pretty steady rally. And there were a few down days in there, but very few, and it was, like I said, a pretty steady uptrend. The hogs today gave back everything they gained yesterday. December hogs were down $2.60 at $64.67. So generally, cattle market's weak. Boxed beef at midday were up 68 cents at $2.36.73 on choice. Select up $1.52 at $2.11.34. Packer margins and pork margins, or beef and pork, both positive. Beef positive $342 and pork about $61 ahead of profit there for the packers. That has changed significantly, but those have come down half of what they were at one point. There were about 540 said listed on the Fed Cattle Exchange today. Didn't see any sales.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment. Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with a word of congratulations for the many achievements of Oklahoma FFA members that were involved in the 2019 National FFA Convention. That includes Blake Kennedy of Tecumseh, American Star in Agribusiness, and National FFA Officer Ridge Hubanks of Alva, who was an integral part of all the general sessions during the convention. Our thanks to the Oklahoma FFA Association and the Oklahoma FFA alumni for their help in our coverage of the Oklahoma FFA in Indy. To see all our stories from the 2019 convention, click on the Blue-Green Gazette graphic on the right-hand column of OklahomaFarmReport.com.
Grain market showed weakness today. We had corn 3 to 4 cents lower, as a disappointing trade there. The market, of course, for corn and beans continues to watch. Really, the two stories, the late harvest and what impact that'll have on overall yields, and then also the China story. The harvest is significantly behind schedule. We got a USDA report on Friday, which is giving us kind of mixed signals. The average guesses are actually a little bit of a cut to the yield for corn and beans. But then on Friday, Informa and another brokerage company actually increased the corn yield. So it's kind of a mixed signals there for what's going to happen. But that report's Friday at 11 a.m. But corn down 3 to 4 today. Beans were down about 6. The wheat futures were mixed here. Chicago up 1.5. Kansas City 1.5 to 3 lower. Cotton futures finished today down about 12 at 63.69. And of course, the stock market continued to monitor the strength there. Currently, the Dow's about unchanged at 27,417, but that market has continued to move higher. And I think yesterday made all time highs in the cash Dow at about 27,560. So incredibly strong stock market. Bond market today's gaining back some. It's up a point. Crude oil and natural gas. Natural gas is down about 3 cents. Crude oil is currently down about 78 cents.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.